It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So I told him something simple. I said, you know what? You could inflate your tires to the proper levels. And that if everybody in America inflated their tires to the proper level, we would actually probably save more oil than all the oil that we get from John McCain drilling right below his feet there, wherever it is that he was going to drill.
I stopped it.
That's good.
Sorry.
That works.
He goes on and on. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're going to talk to Alan Butterfield coming up here in a few minutes.
Yes.
Want to thank James and everyone at Fast Signs of Fairfax. They listen all day. They're fans of the station. They come through all the time for anything we need in the way of signs or signage. You can even pick up your free limited edition BYOB bumper sticker at Fast Signs of Fairfax. Call them 703-352-6200. Much thanks to all of those guys over there for the name tags for the Buzz Babes, our huge stand-up show sign that is portable, and we can just bring in a suitcase and then stretch it out and let you see it.
And handsome.
And also the bumper stickers. We appreciate that.
I really appreciated the name tags for the Buzz Babes because I still don't have all their names straight.
I could tell them out of any lineup. I have memorized their names. I did early on.
There's certain ones I know.
There's Lynn. She's the MILF.
Yes, I know her.
There's Janae. She is the lesbian.
That's, I know her.
There's Megan. Uh-huh. She is McKetsey's friend. And then, of course, there is McKetsey.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
Everyone knows her.
There is Kaz.
Right.
There also is, let me see, Kristen.
Uh-huh. Yes.
There also, did I mention Lynn the MILF?
Yeah.
Not yet.
I'm not sure. There's
right.
Lynn the MILF.
Isn't there one called Allie?
There's Allie.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I remember her.
I don't recall.
She's tough for me to, but I think she might be pretty.
Can't place it.
Let
pretty
me see.
Wide.
And have I gotten them all almost of it?
That's most of them. And we're
there's
hurt
Mandy who's
feeling.
In Florida who's never appeared in an appearance.
Right.
That's right.
And she might be joining us at some point in the future.
Right.
And since we're talking about the Buzz Babes, we are still always looking for wonderful Buzz Babe talento.
We're still accepting app locations.
Buzz, if somebody is interested in becoming a Buzz Babe and after that rock star treatment on Friday, who wouldn't want to do that?
You got to be in on
what
this.
What can they do? What can women do if they're still interested in joining you in the world of Buzz Babedom?
The best way to apply is to go to MikeOMaraShow.com, fill out the application, upload a photo, and we'll immediately get back to you. And also, I want to urge people to check out the Buzz Babes MySpace page, myspace.com/TheBuzzBabes, where you can see not only the mainstream pictures, but also Buzz's secret stash of photos.
You have a secret room?
I have a secret room.
Champagne room.
Exactly.
Secret photos for you?
Guys, you don't want to miss it.
And I got an IM or something. I don't know how this whole internet thing works. Something with Facebook. You know that Facebook?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the kids love it.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the Buzz Babe fan club on Facebook now.
Ah, well.
So you can search that as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of incest going on.
All right, we got Alan Butterfield coming. Ready for a little Hollywood buzz Butterfield calls in? Let's find out what's going on in the world of Holly Weird. It seems to be kind of outside of those tragic celebrity deaths, it's been kind of slow. Is he calling right now? I'm going to find out. Beth Ann, are you getting him on the line right now? Because otherwise I'll go right to the Hollywood Buzz. If you got Butterfield on the line, we will talk to him. What's going on?
His
number's
flexible.
Busy. Let's go to the Hollywood Buzz.
Here's my question for you. Did Matthew McConaughey keep his son's placenta so that he could use it to fertilize an orchard?
Ew!
What's your guess based on the question?
Ooh, that is nasty.
That is gross.
Hello,
gross.
Hey, what am I going to do? What's for dinner? Mm-hmm. We don't have that anymore.
No, he got a cycled through.
Oh, we have this now.
我宣布, 北京, 第29届奥林匹克运动会开幕!
That is one funny language, in my opinion.
I can't make out a word of it.
I truly enjoy listening to that.
Chang Cho. Did you like when the man ran on the ceiling?
Oh, that was so much fun on that special globe they had.
What he did is they picked him up with wires and made it look like he ran on the ceiling. And then the fire went up the torch.
I was watching that thing and... you see that thing where they was using the big boxes and cubes? And they was thinking it was a computer program, and then at the end, you had them lift up them boxes?
It's people.
And they was all human beings.
I thought sure it was an iPhone.
That was pretty incredible. You see that opening ceremony?
I did not see that, no, sir.
You commit to your lack of watching sports, don't you?
I do. Well, and I took you at your word when you said you weren't going to be watching.
I couldn't help it. I got kind of addicted to it.
How about them drummers?
Those drummers scared me.
They were smiling, but they still looked scared.
They told them to smile because they wouldn't want to really scare us to death. So they said that they had to smile, but they were still scary with those drums with the fluorescent lights. I thought I was watching that game Simon that you used to play. Remember how that worked?
Yes.
And I've seen men carrying a flag, and I'd like to die.
Oh,
they
that
were
was great
kicking
stuff.
Their feet up way high.
Man, I sure like that. I just want to say hi to everybody at the Olympics.
Where are they at?
They're in China.
China.
Yeah, big news over there. I hear they got bad air, though. You best wear yourself a mask,
yep.
Right?
You best get that, tie a neckerchief around your mouth.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on this side?
All right, Buzz, we're done being stupid.
Thank you. Are you? Yes. Are you really?
Probably never.
For the immediate future, yes.
Matthew McConaughey says after.
What are you doing?
He's being
spitting
silly.
Water.
Just spitting water, just having a little fun. Trying to have a little fun, folks.
McConaughey says after his girlfriend, Camila Alves, gave birth to their son, Levi, last month.
And he shall be Levi.
I like the fact. How do you think he would say Camilla?
Hey, Camilla. hey, Camilla, I'm going to go out in the backyard and think I'm fixing to plant that placenta.
Matt
fixing to do that?
Yeah, I'm fixing to plant the placenta.
He kept the placenta because he had seen a ritual in Australia involving a placenta tree.
Placenta?
No,
it's what's for dinner.
How can you tell when it's ripe on the placenta tree?
I don't know, but he was talking, Matthew McConaughey was, to CNN, and he said, all the placentas of all that tribe, that clan, whatever Aboriginal tribe it was, all the placentas went under one tree. This tree was just growing taller and stronger above the rest of Mother Nature around it. It was gorgeous, end quote.
You see your placentas.
Yes, ma'am.
You plant them, uh-huh. And they're going to work for you.
Right. Yeah.
And so your fruit, you're bearing fruit, and that's what's for dinner. And it's
going to
be an absolute placenta.
It's so greasy.
I don't do this impression very well.
Quoting McConaughey, it's going to be in the orchards, and it's going to bear some wonderful fruit.
Which he's excited about that.
Exactly what you just heard him
and
say.
And then he's going to take his shirt off, and he's going to run on the beach, and the paparazzi is going to be taking his picture, and we'll see him in the tabloids.
He'll have to put it on first.
That's right. He could play bongos.
In the same
naked
interview, McConaughey says that while Alves was in labor, he, Matthew McConaughey, was playing Brazilian music in the delivery room, saying, quote, I DJ'd for probably 8 hours while she was going through contractions.
Oh, my God. I bet she loved that.
Oh, I bet he wanted
like her, it's her moment of pain, and he's this asshat in the corner that's
playing
records.
DJ, yeah.
What a jerk.
Quoting Matt, contractions have their own rhythm, right? So we had to find our own rhythm to be a little bit above or on top of the contractions rhythm. So we had a good groove going.
We have tape from the birthing room, if you'd like to hear that.
It's dirty. It's hairy.
Oh, my.
And it smells delicious.
Oh, my.
It's been a while since I've been in the birthing room with my wife, but I seem to recall.
Been a while for me, too, Rob.
Carrie lacking patience is what I seem to recall.
When Catherine was born, all I remember is I was taking a video of the doctor that was going to deliver the baby, and I was taking video in the scrub area where he was scrubbing up.
Right.
And if you look at this video, you just detect the slightest amount of trembling.
Mm-hmm.
Where my hand is shaking. And I was not even aware of that until I looked at the video. And then I realized I was that keyed up that I was shaking.
Sure.
Nothing like it, man.
And the only thing I remember when Elizabeth was born in the delivery room, the nurse that actually, you know, wipes the baby, all the goo and stuff off the baby.
The cream cheese and grape jelly.
Was way too rough. And I wanted to scream at her. Yeah. I was that mad about it. You know, you go to these hospitals. Catherine born at Johns Hopkins, and Elizabeth born at Fairfax, which is one of the busiest suburban hospitals in the United States.
Fairfax is an amazing
hospital.
They
churn babies out, but because they do that, the woman was a little rough. Mm-hmm. You know, wiping off Elizabeth. And I remember it was just pissing me off. I was just like, you know, don't manhandle my kid like that.
And
but they
slug
you know,
her.
It's just like, and then I dropped her. Then I dropped her right on her pretty little, like, nurse's ass.
I remember that I used a tripod for a
Stop bragging,
for
you.
For the camera or the birth?
For the both.
I see.
Both. By the, and the conception as well. But what I do remember is we watched it back not long ago because the kids wanted to see it. I couldn't show them everything because it is a little gory.
Now, Carrie give birth C-section with both kids?
Yeah,
or?
We have a zipper.
Okay, all right.
But I do remember the kid saying, Daddy, your voice is so high.
Because
I was wacky
tense.
Keyed up
Congratulations,
as well.
Here's the baby.
I can see the head.
There's the baby coming out. Another one is born. Another speewag. Another continue the family.
That's a weird video. I'm glad there's no video of my birth.
Which, did you watch video of both kids?
I think Roberts is the only one we watched.
Roberts, yeah. Yeah, very cool.
Lisa Marie Presley did a pregnant photo shoot. And
I saw one of the pictures.
Good. Well, as then you know, it's not as bad as we expected.
No.
On the pictures we saw last
week.
Rob,
what was your point you were making? We saw that horrible picture of Lisa Marie. Did we put those on our website? I don't know if we did.
We put the bad ones up last week. We got the good one to put up today. She looks pretty good.
She looks really hot, and she doesn't look like as fat as that one picture. But what did you say about anybody?
I said that
anybody,
you catch anyone eating out of makeup, they're going to look like Elvis did when he died.
Yeah, anybody eating a cheeseburger out of makeup is going to look like that. And then you see that picture where, you know, it's the long coat that she's wearing, and you see her belly, and she does not look like she's, you know, really let herself go in pregnancy.
Right.
It's a pretty interesting. She's still got her looks.
I'm holding out hope that we'll still get married one day.
Mm-hmm.
Me and her. Wouldn't that be awesome?
You've always fantasized about Lisa Marie.
Yeah. Rob, aim higher.
No.
Don't you understand what that is, though? Can I tell you? He's going to get mad at this.
I know.
This is the whole homosexual thing for Elvis that he has.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
See, he wants to sleep with Lisa Marie, but really he would like to sleep with the king of rock and roll.
No.
As a matter of fact, he would not want to be the one that was the donor. He would want to be the receiver.
What, from her?
I mean? Yes, because he doesn't want her. He wants Elvis.
No, I want her.
He wants to sleep with the king of rock and roll.
She's hot, but how about this?
Wise man say.
She marries me, and I get to go play around in the upstairs at Graceland. I just get to hang out there.
Yes. The jungle room would be all yours,
that's
Rob.
Right. I could watch football there. It'd be
You'd
fun.
Be able to shake the dust off those fur curtains. You'd have a fantastic time.
It
You'd be able to
be
go
awesome.
Into the living room and see where the biological stains were.
People coming through on the tour. Go away!
An old producer was asked to leave the premises when he mentioned that's where the biological stains are. We effed with that place more than anybody ever should have.
So
it was
true.
Fantastic.
It was even. It was pretty even.
Yep.
The semi-nude photos of Lisa Marie will be in the September issue of Marie Claire and also at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I'd like to see them when they come out.
Presley is expected to give birth this fall. The father is some guy named Michael Lockwood.
I bet he's a dummy.
Probably.
I'll
take
dummy. Well, she's got a track record of not exactly pursuing the brightest guys in the world. I include Shamon.
Yeah, you know, that almost seems surreal in retrospect that they were married, doesn't it?
It seems surreal at the time.
Maybe it's not dumb guys. Maybe it's just weird guys.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that she's going to bury the placenta, too, if they can dig a hole deep enough.
Oh, God.
Lisa Marie says she did the photos to get back at people who released unflattering pictures of her earlier in the pregnancy. Hi, that wouldn't be us. We helped, anyway.
Hi, the burger eating.
And she was accused of having an unhealthy appetite like her father. She says, and I quote, "They want me to be him. It's like they can't wait."
Well, that, you know what? I'm with her on that.
Yeah, she's right. Yeah.
I'm with her on that. They do want her to be. You know, that's the whole Elvis thing. Hey, when are you going to screw up like your dad did?
But now they don't understand. Now the freak is Priscilla.
That's not the
one that's horrifying to look at.
Well, that is simply a surgeon's knife, Mr. Spiewak, that is the result of that.
It ain't getting any better.
That is so nasty to look at. Yeah. She scares me. She is the first woman outside of that Catwoman in New York.
Oh, Valenda or whatever her name. I know who you mean.
It's a Jewish name, I think, that she's got. She's known as
Saul.
The Catwoman of... It's not Saul.
Is it Wildenstein?
I think it's
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Jocelyn Wildenstein.
See, we got there.
Mm-hmm. I don't get that. I've been fascinated by that. I know things have been written about. I'd like to know more about Jocelyn Wildenstein. I would like to interview Jocelyn Wildenstein.
I'd like to touch the face of Jocelyn Wildenstein.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that woman who is known as the Catwoman, because she has had absolute, like, monster-creating plastic surgery on her face.
She looks like Rocky Dennis. Right.
And I don't think a lot of people have seen pictures of this woman. I really don't think it's
been that wide.
More famous in New York than anywhere
get
else.
Bethann, if we can get a picture of Jocelyn Wildenstein up on the website at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell me what you think of this lady. And correct me if I'm wrong, she's incredibly old, right?
Yeah, she
Isn't
is.
Isn't she like 80 or something like that?
Yes, she is.
And you, I know she's in her 70s.
At least, yeah.
And she's got the artificial hair. She's got the very long, like almost, you know, what you'd see on a girl in her 20s hair.
Ghoulishly stretched face.
And ghoulishly. I mean, they've done more. It's botched plastic surgery.
It's the worst I've seen.
But then she got more of it to make, and she looks like a cat.
Do you remember Eric Stoltz in the movie Mask?
Yeah. Oh, you know
she
what?
She looks like Rocky Dennis.
She approaches that, and I just love to ask her, you know, did they screw up, and then you just pursued it? Did you take advantage of that, or are you addicted to it? I'd love to know what it's probably addiction.
That's my theory, addiction. We talked about that before. You look in the mirror and you see, well, I could lose a few more pounds. I have a theory. It's the same way with plastic surgery and other things.
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
Tattoos. People get addicted to tattoos.
She went a step too far, and now maybe she's just trying to fix it.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, there's no fixing it now.
It's terrifying. It really is.
Isaac Hayes, of course, passed away yesterday at the age of 65. Most people knew him as Chef on South Park.
What's going on with Alan Butterfield? We're almost running. running out of time.
I know. Now he's not answering. Out of time. I keep going to his voicemail.
Okay. Happy Monday. Okay. All right, thank you.
But before he was chef on South Park, Isaac Hayes won an Oscar and a Grammy for the theme to the original 1971 version of Shaft.
Still one of my all-time favorite songs out of the movies. I love that song more than anything.
And, you know, if you just Google him, you'll find out the amazing records that he wrote for Sam and Dave.
And isn't that the definitive 70s guitar? I mean, that sound is absolutely associated with the 70s. You play that nowadays and people say, what the hell are you doing? I mean, that is the sound of the 70s, that guitar.
Right? He was just cool. Sadly, his wife found him unconscious at home yesterday, middle of the day, lying next to a treadmill that was still running. Let's see, what else? Oh, he obviously, we talked about the fact earlier that he'd had a stroke.
Right.
That hasn't been publicized a lot, but it was apparent that that was what had happened. And the other big thing that happened recently in his life was this whole thing with Scientology and South Park and his reason for leaving. And apparently he was being watched and sort of supervised, and his health was being monitored by Scientologists in the post-stroke days.
Oh, I didn't know that at all. That's a shame. He was a good guy. If you want to see a great little movie, obscure little movie, one of my favorites, is called It Could Happen to You.
Mm-hmm.
If
it's a good movie.
If you're looking for a movie, and when I say feel good, if you're looking for a real feel-good movie, it's Jive. It's kind of a chick flick, but it's called It Could Happen to You, and Isaac Hayes has a cameo in that that is just fantastic, and go rent that movie. It Could Happen to You. It's terrific.
Nick Cage movie, right?
Nicolas Cage and Bridget Fonda. Strong.
By the way, Hayes was the first African-American songwriter to win the Oscar for Best Original Song for Shaft, and he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002.
You know, it's funny when you get celebrities that pass away. You know, there's certain celebrities that you just go, okay, you know, it's another celebrity. And then there's just a little, you know, between Bernie Mac and Isaac Hayes, it's just it's sad. It's very sad, especially, you know, Isaac Hayes had health problems, was a little older. Within Bernie Mac's case, God damn, I mean, that guy had some funny stuff to give us.
He had health problems, but we just didn't expect him to go this
soon. No, and, you know, he would have done in the Ocean's 11. I mean, he was absolutely my favorite character.
And he was in the movie, it was Bernie Mac's second-to-last movie, Soul Men, that Isaac Hayes had a role in. They both passed over the weekend. Bernie Mac was 50 years old. I'll just throw you a couple of quotes here as we get ready to go to break. Chris Rock said, Bernie Mac was one of the best and funniest comedians to ever live. Losing him.
Answer the phone in the back.
Is like losing 12 people because he's absolutely filled up any room he was in. And George Clooney said, and I quote, the world just got a little less funny.
Yeah.
He will be missed dearly.
That's a great quote. Hey, Beth Ann, can we talk to Mr. Butterfield in the next break? I'm curious about that.
You curious?
Otherwise, we'll do the solicit for 5 and 10. Take your time. Beth Ann Goldstein. I'm curious. I guess she's talking to him right now.
Beth Ann Wildenstein.
Wildenstein? Yeah, we're waiting for Beth Ann either to talk in my ear, so I know.
I bet she doesn't. In a moment, you'll hear from her.
Yeah. I can't talk to him now. We don't have any time.
Fine. I asked him if he could come on at 5 if you wanted him to talk.
So he's going to come on in the next break?
Yes.
All right, we'll talk to Alan Butterfield coming in the next break, and then we'll play 5 and 10 challenge. See, that worked out okay.
And very nicely.
Just had to wait a little longer, that's all.
That's thank you.
Right,
and
boy.
I'm really sorry for the Beth Ann Goldstein. I can't think of a worse, terrible, horrible insult I could hurl.
Wash out your mouth.
I will. That's terrible. We'll be back with Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer to talk all about John Edwards when we come back after these messages.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.